Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ira Shalev's book Intelligent Disobedience. Sophie, I have to ask, when's the last time you followed an order you knew was wrong?
Oh, Sam, that's a great question. And welcome back to you too. I think we've all been there, right? That moment where you just go along with something because the boss said so, even though your gut is screaming. That's exactly what this book tackles.
Right. And Shalev starts with this incredible story about a nurse named Barbara Allen. She worked in a burn unit and kept warning her superiors about a doctor whose methods were actually killing patients. But she was ignored, then silenced, then fired. And the doctor kept going for years.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. And it's a textbook case of failed disobedience. People saw the problem, but the system, the fear of reprisal, the hierarchy, it just crushed any effective pushback. Shalev says we need a whole new relationship with authority.
And he uses this amazing metaphor from guide dogs. You know how a guide dog is trained to disobey if it sees a car coming? The dog refuses the command to cross the street because it's obeying a deeper purpose, keeping its owner safe. That's intelligent disobedience.
Exactly. It's not rebellion for its own sake. It's a disciplined refusal when the order conflicts with your core values, professional ethics, or the safety of others. And Shalev gives us a framework for how to do that.
So what's the first step? Because I think most of us freeze in the moment, right? Someone tells you to do something, and you just nod and say okay.
The first step is to pause. Literally just stop and don't act immediately. That pause gives you space to ask yourself, what's the intention here? What are the consequences? Is this illegal or unethical? Are there facts the person giving the order might be missing?
So, it's like an internal interrogation. And then if something feels off, the next step is to speak up, but not in an accusatory way.
Right.
Shalev calls it posing a dilemma. Instead of saying this is wrong, you say something like, I see a conflict between your instruction and our company's safety policy. Can you help me understand how to resolve that? It frames it as a shared problem.
That's smart. It invites the authority figure to reconsider without putting them on the defensive. And often, a good question is all it takes to reveal a flaw they hadn't seen.
Exactly. But what if the dialogue fails? What if the boss insists on the harmful course of action? That's where the real courage comes in. You have to escalate, go to a higher authority, an ethics hotline, or build a coalition of colleagues who share your concern.
And Shalev says you're rarely the only one who sees the problem. The hard part is being the first to speak. And he's honest about the risks. You might get marginalized or fired. That's why he emphasizes having a plan B beforehand and building a reputation for competence, so people take you seriously.
Yeah, he revisits the Milgram experiment, the one where people were willing to deliver what they thought were lethal shocks just because an authority figure told them to. But Shalev points out that most participants were deeply distressed. They had the moral instinct to refuse, but they lacked the skills and the social permission.
So it's not that humans are naturally obedient. It's that the situation makes us obedient. And that's hopeful because it means we can change the situation. We can create cultures that encourage questioning.
Exactly. And he also talks about groupthink, how in cohesive groups, the desire for harmony overrides critical thinking. Intelligent disobedience requires the courage to be the dissenting voice, but you have to frame it as a contribution to the group, not as a criticism of the leader.
And he doesn't just talk to followers. He talks to leaders too. A great leader doesn't want blind followers. They want people who will challenge them and prevent catastrophic mistakes. So leaders should explicitly invite dissent and reward people who raise concerns.
Yes. And he gives these great examples from aviation and nuclear submarines. The sterile cockpit, rule, and the challenge and response protocol are built on the idea that anyone can halt a dangerous procedure. That's institutionalized intelligent disobedience.
You know, the part that got me most was when he says we can't outsource our moral judgment. If we follow an order we know is wrong, we're not innocent, we're complicit. That's a heavy thought.
It is, but it's also liberating. It means each of us has the power to say no. And the book gives us the tools to do it effectively. Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So my big takeaway is that intelligent disobedience isn't about being a rebel. It's about being a guardian. It's about staying loyal to a higher purpose, the mission, the ethics, the safety of others.
And it all starts with that one quiet question. Is this right? That's the beginning of everything. We'll see you in the next one.